This is a BTS podcast for www.abovetopsecret.com.
It's time once again for
Mondo Bizarro.
Mondo Bizarro is brought to you by the mentally challenged, the politically incorrect, and the continuing fall and decline of civilization as we know it. And now, from some hole in the ground, here's Johnny Anonymous.
And welcome, Bizarros, to our end of the year show number 14. Mondo Bizarro celebrates the insane and stupid events of our everyday life on this planet we call Earth. I'm Johnny Anonymous, and I will be your newspaper delivery boy as we deliver all the wild and crazy headlines from our global world. All reports are 100% genuine and true. So kick back in your lounge chair with a cup of coffee or tea and peruse through our newspaper we call Mondo Bizarro.
Real Bizarro News.
A village in the Italian Alps is finally basking in winter sunlight thanks to a giant mirror installed on a mountaintop to reflect the sun's rays into the main square. Viginella, with a population of less than 200, lies in a valley so steep that each year from November 11th to February the 2nd, it hardly receives any sunshine at all. This was until Mayor Pierfranco Medali decided to erect a 5-meter high by 8-meter wide mirror which tracks the sun's movements and reflects its rays back into Viginella's historic plaza. It cost around 100,000 euros or 167,700 US dollars and was unveiled on Sunday to the delight of the inhabitants. It's very cold in the winter and residents, many of whom are elderly, used to stay inside all the time. Now people are enjoying sitting on the bench in the square and having a chat, said Maria Villona, who works at the town hall. Mayor Medali has been contacted by local authorities with similar problems occurring in Canada, the United States, and France. A boa constrictor wrapped itself around its owner's neck and killed the man in his home, U.S. authorities say. An acquaintance found Ted Dress, age 48, inside the snake's cage on Saturday and called police, the Hamilton County Sheriff's Office said today. The 3.9-meter-long snake was still strangling Dress when deputies arrived, and the officers had to work with members of an animal protection group to remove the reptiles, the sheriff's office said. Dress's snake is being kept at an animal shelter with Dress's family and authorities yet to decide on the snake's future, Andy Malman, spokesman of the Cincinnati Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, said. People who keep these type of animals as pets should know exactly what they're doing and what they're capable of, Malman said. They don't realize that they could be just a few seconds away from death. Texas State Representative Edmund Kumpel has introduced a measure that would allow blind people to hunt any animal that normal-sighted people can. He hopes it will be passed, but does not expect it to come into effect until the year 2008. This opens up the fun of hunting to additional people, and I think that's great, Kumpel said. This bill may find little resistance in Texas, where politicians of all stripes endorse hunting, which is widely popular in the state of Texas. Under the bill, blind hunters would be required to have a sighted hunter with them and would be allowed to use laser sights and other devices that are currently not allowed for hunting. This allows their companion behind them to peer over their shoulder and help them sight it in, but the blind person can now pull the trigger. German animal rights activists have launched a campaign against plans to put up a giant Ferris wheel in Berlin, saying it would disturb the sex lives of rhinos in a nearby zoo. A group of investors has unveiled plans to erect a 175-meter-high wheel at a cost of $203 million in the German capital, hoping to attract millions of visitors in the year 2008. Animal rights activists oppose the project, saying the fully illuminated wheel will disturb the rhino's daily routine. We're worried that these endangered animals won't breed anymore, which would hamper animal protection programs, Berlin's Animal Rights Association said. The planned Berlin wheel would be higher than the London Eye, which claims to be the world's tallest observation wheel at 135 meters, according to the website. A British man has set a new world's record by traveling 3,000 miles across Australia on a skateboard. Dave Cornthwaite from Swansea took 90 days to make his way from Perth to Sydney, reports The Sun. He has become somewhat of a celebrity in Australia, where he is nicknamed Crazy Palm. Mr. Cornthwaite hopes to raise about £50,000 for charity. A New York man and World War II veteran, Don Karkos, who is aged 82, lost his sight in his right eye when he was hit by shrapnel in combat 64 years ago. But now he can see again thanks to being headbutted by a racehorse. Hours after the pedigree racehorse My Buddy Chemo smacked the security guard in exactly the same spot as the shrapnel had gashed his forehead in 1942, he realized his vision was returning back. Being kicked is part of the job, but I've never been hit that hard. I was pretty shaken up, kind of dazed, you know. Then later that night, I started to get my vision back in my right eye. It was unbelievable. I've been seeing doctors all my life, and they've always told me there is nothing that could be done, Mr. Karkos said. Although his vision is still not perfect, Mr. Karkos has been able to see about 15 feet with his damaged eye since the incident at the Monticello Raceway in New York State.
Bizarro Holiday.
Your monthly observances for December conclude with Take a New Year's Resolution to Stop Smoking and Universal Human Rights Month. Your December's weekly observances end with It's About Time Week. Your daily calendar of events for December are on the 28th, it's Card Playing Day and National Chocolate Day. On the 29th, it's Pepper Pot Day, TikTok Day, and No Interruptions Day. The 30th, it's Festival of Enormous Changes at the Last Minute, National Bicarbonate of Soda Day, and Falling Needles Family Fest Day. On the 31st, it's Unlucky Day, Leap Second Time Adjustment Day, Make Up Your Mind Day, One Voice Day, Universal Hour of Peace Day, World Peace and Meditation Day, and it's New Year's Eve. Your monthly observances for January start with Book Blitz Month, Celebration of Life Month, Cervical Cancer Screening Month, International Gourmet Coffee Month. Your weekly observances for January begin with Diet Resolution Week, New Year's Resolution Week, Silent Record Week, Women's Self-Empowerment Week. Your daily calendar of events for January are on the 1st, it's New Year's Day, Z Day, New Year's Dishonors List Day, and Universal Hour of Peace Day. On the 2nd, it's Happy New Year's for Cats Day, 55 miles per hour speed limit day, and National Personal Trainers Day. On the 3rd, it's Remember You Die Day, National Right to Congress Day, National Chocolate Covered Cherry Day, and H.R. Tolkien Day. On the 4th, it's Dimpled Chad Day, and Trivia Day.
Bizarro fact.
When a female horse and a male donkey mate, the offspring is called a mule. But when a male horse and a female donkey mate, the offspring is called a henny. Bingo is the name of the dog on the Cracker Jacks box. Lake Nicaragua boasts the only freshwater sharks in the entire world. Charles de Gaulle's final words were, "It hurts!" There are 4 cars and 10 light posts on the back of a $10 bill. The musical group ABBA got their name by taking the first letter from each of their first names, which are Agnetha, Bourne, Benny, and Annie. It was illegal to sell E.T. dolls in France because there is a law at that time against selling dolls without human faces. In the 1983 film Jaws 3D, the shark blows up. Some of the shark guts were stuffed E.T. dolls being sold at that time. Montana mountain goats will butt head so hard their hooves will fall off. The Beatles song Dear Prudence was written about Mia Farrow's sister, Prudence, when she wouldn't come out and play with Mia Farrow and the Beatles at a religious retreat in India. Cranberries are sorted for their ripeness by bouncing them. A fully ripe cranberry can be dribbled just like a basketball. St. Paul, Minnesota was originally called Pig's Eye, Minnesota, after a man who ran a saloon there. You can find the numbers 172 on the back of a U.S. $5 bill hidden in the bushes at the base of the Lincoln Memorial. The astronaut Buzz Aldrin's mother's maiden name was Moon. Buzz Aldrin was the second man to walk on the moon in 1969. In 1963, baseball pitcher Gaylord Perry remarked, "They'll put a man on the moon before I hit a home run." On July 20th, 1969, a few hours after Neil Armstrong set foot on the moon, Gaylord Perry hit his first and only home run. The Grateful Dead were once called the Warlocks. Gilligan of Gilligan's Island had a first name that was only used once in the entire series. His first name was Willie. And continuing on with Gilligan's Island, the skipper's real name is Jonas Grumby. It was mentioned once in the first episode on their radio's newscast about the Minnow's wreck. The professor's real name was Roy Hinckley. Marianne's last name was Summers. And Mrs. Howell's main name was Whitworth. Reindeer milk has more fat than cow's milk. The LL in LL Bean stands for Leon Leonwood. Well, friends, that's going to wrap it up for show number 14 of Mondo Bizarro's End of the Year show. We hope you've enjoyed it. Remember to have a happy new year and to keep your eyes towards the skies, but your feet on the ground. That's all, folks.